Ken, K-E-N. Last name is capital L-A, capital C-A, M as in mama, E-R-A. Today's 12/14. This is 11/13/44. Ken is a 80-year-old gentleman originally, a 79-year-old gentleman originally from Cleveland, Ohio. He's an engineer by trade. He's been married to Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E, who's a massage therapist for the past 40 years. He had two kids from before and one daughter with his current wife. Patient used to drink alcohol, but not smoke, period. He was diagnosed with Parkinsonism 2017, subsequent Lewy body dementia, throat cancer 2003, status post radiation, esophageal cancer in 2019, status post chemo and immunotherapy, period. In 2003, he also got radiation therapy and ended the radiation therapy around October. And since then, he has been doing quite poorly. He's no longer able to ambulate. He's at a high risk of fall. He's bedbound. His hallucination has increased. He doesn't know who he is or where he is anymore. He talks about going to the airport and asking his wife's very irrelevant questions, period. He's had one bout of aspiration pneumonia. Today I was asked to see the patient because of fever and decreased mentation and hypotension, period. He has a feeding tube in place. As I said, no longer able to walk and now bowel and bladder incontinent. His medication includes Senemet, S-I-N-E-M-E-T, Namenda, thyroids, Protonix, Lexapro, and MIDRODINE, Midrodin. Surgery, hernia surgery times two, pacemaker, family history, dad died of old age, mom had rheumatoid arthritis, COVID immunizations up to date, allergy none. Blood pressure is 90 over palp. He had a temperature earlier, but the temperature has now subsided with Tylenol. Respiration is 22, febrile, he's arousable. Heart tachycardic, at times with ectopics, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen is soft. There's a button-like PEC tube present, neurological. Has severe weakness in the upper and lower extremity. I did not appreciate any tremors at this time while he's laying down in this current condition. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting, abdomen is scaphoid. There's temporal muscle wasting present as well. Here we have an assessment, 79-year-old gentleman with end-stage Lewy body dementia. Comorbidities includes Parkinsonism, throat cancer, esophageal cancer, status post immunotherapy, radiation therapy, and increased hallucination, weakness, severe difficulty swallowing, bouts of temperature, so suspicious for aspiration and/or urinary tract infection. He's no longer able to tolerate feeding. He's got a tube feeding by mouth. He's got a tube feeding in place. He's bedbound, ADL dependent, and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He definitely has worsening condition consistent with someone dying of Lewy body dementia. Meets the criteria for hospice. Most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. I discussed the findings with wife at length tonight. We're going to start patient on Levaquin, 500 milligram once a day. First thing in the morning for 7 days, provide my patient with a suction machine as needed. Check O2, possible O2 may be needed, and NEP treatments at home. Wife does not want a hospital bed at this time. Overall prognosis is poor. Also, patient suffers from throat cancer, esophageal cancer, anemia, muscle wasting, and other issues that was discussed above. Death appears to be very near for this patient. Thank you.